and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. In these short recap episodes, I'm reflecting on Monday's show and coming up with an action that you can take today as a result. If you missed Monday's show, please go back and take a listen. You will find a link to it in the show notes. This week, I was joined by James Fleming. James has had a very interesting career path, which has taken him from an electrical apprentice in Scotland to senior oil and gas roles in the Middle East, and now back to Scotland again, where he started his own business, helping people become better leaders in business and in life. It was super interesting to hear leadership and motivational intelligence expert James talk about publishing his first book, which is called You Can Have Success or Excuses, You Cannot Have Both, which details his career rise and how he turned redundancy into a £1 million business through his approach and his mindset. James was telling me about this business that he has now built with his wife Inas to a £2 million turnover leadership and entrepreneur development business. And it's centered around this idea that motivational intelligence is a key determining factor in how successful we are as leaders and in life. James covered what it felt like to move out of those corporate roles in the Middle East and back to Scotland, and what his strategy was to become well known so that he could grow his business. He talked a lot about putting himself out there by going to lots of events and offering to speak at anything and everything. And that had a huge impact for him as he got better known. It enabled him to create lots of content, which he put out on social media. Interestingly, James spoke about Facebook being a really good platform for him, both when he started but also now, which surprised me actually, given that he's in this leadership training game, because I thought LinkedIn would have been better. So either he's not using it as well as he could be, or he's just found this niche on Facebook. But either way, Facebook is the one that is doing good stuff for him, as well as LinkedIn, to be fair. And I think he mentioned Instagram and TikTok as well. Now, James has a very clear vision as to how he's going to scale his business from 2 million up to 10 million. And key to this is going to be to amplify the personal brands of both him and his wife. So he was super clear on how everything he is doing joins up to spotlight the business. James spoke about using his book to do that and how he sends that out to people, which will be something you've heard me talk about on this show a lot. He's also bringing out his podcast, which is going to add to this ecosystem of products that he has to get his message out there. And he will be continuing to share lots of engaging content on social media. James gave a great example of where he actually stepped back from being the face of the business for a short while last year, but then found that it had an impact on the level of engagement that the business then got. So he quickly spotted that and is now back being the face of the business. And I think that just goes to show why it's so important that we do show up and we are genuine and we are talking about our business and putting that spotlight back on the business. I think it's a great example that shows just why we should be doing that. I asked James a question towards the end of our conversation about what advice he would give for someone that was just starting out with building their brand. Perhaps they've had a corporate career and they're setting up their own business, or they've had some similar type of transition where they need to do some kind of pivot. James gave me an answer that wasn't what I expected. I thought he would come up with something really practical around, hey, you need to do this, you need to take this piece of action. But instead, he talked a lot about mindset and figuring out the why and why you're doing something, because from that, everything else is going to come. This why got me thinking about what the take action was going to be this week. And it's going to be for you to reflect on your own why. Now, you've probably heard of the Simon Sinek book, Start With Why. It's an international bestseller. It's had a ridiculous amount of sales. Even just looking it up on Amazon just now, I can see it's had well over 37,000 reviews. So the sales must be completely wild. If you've got this book, and I imagine lots of people listening to this show would have this book, my suggestion is going to be to go back and reread it. Sometimes we buy business books and we read them and we learn so much, but then we're on to the next thing and we forget. And some of these classics, it's really worth going back and rereading them to get that learning again. And perhaps you're in a different headspace, you might be in a different business or a different organization, you would have a different take on it anyway. So my challenge is going to be, if you've got that book, reread it and get thinking about what your why is. If you don't want to read it, or you're not a reader or whatever, then have a Google of Start With Why. Have a look at Simon Sinek. He's done some amazing talks that you will find online, all on this subject of why. And I think this is going to be something that's going to get us all reflecting and in a really good headspace to think about why we're doing what we do and to help us to figure out the next steps. So there we have it, my take action for the week. As always, let me know how you get on, and I'll see you for the show on Monday.